A brief note here. In 1927, Marion C. Cooper, who later made the original King Kong, was the first American to shoot a feature film in Thailand. The film was called Chang. 84 years later, it's still difficult to find a foreign film shot here that doesn't contain at least one shot of the beast, and monks too. It's as if the film board would approve any film that has those two props, never mind the gross, infantile jokes that come in between. To preserve our dignity, the censor board, which is different from the film board that permitted the shoot, did its part in preserving our dignity by putting mosaics on breasts and penises. I thought those days were over. I thought if we had the guts to allow the film to be shot here, then at least let it show what it has shot. This is salt rubbing on a festering wound. Anyway, the film is rated 18+, though I would not advise anybody of any age to go see it. The Hangover 2 seems intent on defying any atom of common sense. It's a comedy, of course, but that doesn't mean it can do anything and expect us to treat it as a laugh. The same gang, Bradley Cooper as Phil, Zach Galifianakis as Alan, and Justin Bartha as Doug, arrive in Thailand for the beachfront wedding between Stu, Ed Helms, and his English-speaking Siamese bride. It looks like Krabi, though it's never mentioned exactly. Two nights before the ceremony, the same fate as part one revisits them as they get drunk and wake up in a seedy Bangkok hotel. Yes, at midnight, they're in the south, and in the morning, they're in the capital. Apparently, they got here by boat via the Gulf of Thailand. It's not just a suspension of disbelief, as scholars used to say, it's a suspension of intelligence. The rest is a mishmash of juvenile adventure. The film wouldn't work even if it was set in Canada or Somalia. The gang has to find the missing brother of the bride before they can go back to the wedding, and they get involved with thugs, drug dealers, harlots, and monks. There's a scene when the friends apparently travel to a Chiang Mai monastery and back in an hour by the narrative time. All of these wouldn't matter if the jokes worked or if the sordid wit and spontaneous recklessness the first film exploited were present for a fraction of a second. The proliferation of bad taste is noted as a subgenre of modern cinema, or at least Hollywood cinema, and sometimes it's funny and even subversive, like the early Kevin Smith films, but certainly not here, when the sole intent is to make a poor quality film and capitalize on the popularity of the original. Exotic, Buddhist, elephant-infested, cosmopolitan, everybody-speak-English Thailand is not a character here, it's just a prop. The sole merit of the film is its offhand observations of the anything-goes attitude here. Yes, the demon has been unleashed, and the first things it devours are Stu, Phil, Alan, Doug, and everybody and everything in this unnecessary film.